Dozens of people stand shoulder to shoulder in Lakefront Brewery on a hot Saturday afternoon.
So how this works is the bottles are placed on a conveyor. They're pushed by the belt into the twist. That's where they go through a final rinsing.
The customers are here for Lakefront's signature feature, the brewery tour. Afterward, dozens stand in line for beer and sip their beverages on a massive deck overlooking the Milwaukee River. Billy Craig traveled here from Minnesota to visit relatives.
It's just refreshing. It's a great view, right next to a good watering hole. So,
Craig's sister Dina calls the view breathtaking.
I didn't know it was this beautiful over here, so now I want to go on a boat ride.
Like many of the brewery's customers, the Craigs are from out of town. Owner Russ Klisch estimates three-quarters of his business comes from outside Milwaukee.
I think the brewery tour is the bigger draw, but the fact you have the river here is big. The river keeps them here a little bit longer.
Klisch relocated the brewery to North Commerce Street from the River West neighborhood in 1998. His business now sits on the northern end of the Riverwalk. Klisch says he worked closely with the city to develop his part of the walkway and toiled tirelessly on the landscape. He incorporated Cream City Brick, a light-colored brick made from clay found only in Milwaukee.
We made these Cream City Brick planters with little chains in between and put a little Cream City Brick bar out there and a couple of trees.
Klisch says the city sprang for half the $200,000 cost of developing the property. While customers only trickled in at first, word spread. Klisch says he has now recouped his investment.
I mean, it definitely increased the value of the land that much. There's no doubt about that.
Klisch says during just the past year, his business has grown 20%. Another person benefiting from a river location is Tiffany Urban. She manages Sail Loft, a restaurant located on the south end of the Riverwalk, across from Summerfest. The place has a massive outdoor deck and bar, and every seat is full on summer nights. It also leases 6 boat slips. Urban says in nice weather, up to 60% of her business comes from boaters.
We sell equipment to boats that need equipment. We have all boating supplies from flares to life jackets to light bulbs to anything that they need.
Sail Loft opened more than a year ago after the former Riptide restaurant closed. So Urban says the deck, dock, and landscaping were already in place. While waterside amenities can flourish, there can also be associated risks. For instance, people out for a good summer time and drinking too much.
We pretty much maintain and don't let people get to that point. And if they come in off the docks that way, then we just refuse to serve them.
Urban says she pays $120,000 per year in liability insurance, more than double what she'd pay located away from the river's edge. And while business booms in summer, it plunges by half during cold weather. Christian Vega manages Screaming Tuna, an upscale sushi restaurant located on the river near downtown Milwaukee. He says his customer base dropped 25% last winter, so he works on creative schemes for bringing people to the place off-season. Those include renting rooms in the adjacent condo complex for private parties.
We had a very, very, very large event for New Year's. We teamed up with the next door property and we had a party of 450.
Vega says he sets aside money from his summer cash flow and puts it toward advertising in winter. He estimates 90% of his customers live in Milwaukee, so he'd like to develop relationships with hotels to bring more out-of-towners to the restaurant. Vega also dreams of the day Milwaukee extends the Riverwalk to Screaming Tuna. Right now, his place is located next to a vacant, overgrown lot. Milwaukee Development Director Rocky Marcoux says the city plans to fill in the gaps someday.
The goal would be to have on both sides of the Milwaukee River a riverwalk system that leads all the way to the harbor mouth. So we've got a few missing teeth, but our hope is that those are going to fill in, working on a couple of those pieces right now.
Marcoux predicts that with more people living along the river, demand will increase for amenities, including during the winter months. Marty Michelson, 89.7 FM and WUWM.com.